Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you an interesting topic today. I'm calling it James, brother of Jesus, good evidence for the resurrection of Christ. Yeah, let's talk about this topic. We know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen? Amen. I want to discuss some good evidence of the resurrection of Christ that not very many people talk about. And it's right in the Word of God. Now, we can actually go and get evidence for the resurrection in the Scriptures from people who did not even believe upon Him at first. Let me prove it to you. The Bible tells us that not all believed in Christ. Matthew 13, 54 through 58. And when He was come unto His own country, He taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, "Whence hath this man wisdom and these mighty works? Is it not this carpenter's son? Is it the mother called Mary, and his brother and James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?" And they were all offended in Him. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." So we got His own family, it mentions James, not believing in Him. All right? And the Bible even tells us that His own brethren didn't believe in Him. John 7, 4 through 5. 4 and 5. "For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself unto the world. For neither did his brethren believe in Him." Let's go a little further. Some even thought He was crazy. Mark 3:21. "And when His friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold of Him, for they said, He is beside Himself." That kind of meant they thought He was crazy. All right, so let's get back to James. So James was known to be one of Jesus' earthly brethren, blood related, and he didn't believe Christ during Christ's ministry. The Bible actually has no record of James believing on Jesus in his earthly ministry. So how does that help us prove the resurrection of Christ, you might be saying? Well, since Scripture shows no pre-resurrection belief by James, but it does show us that after the resurrection, that James became a believer, and not just a believer, James was a leader in the ecclesia of the body in Jerusalem. Acts 15, 12 through 13. "Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, 'Men and brethren, hearken unto me.'" So something happened with James after Christ rose again to all of a sudden make him a believer. Think about that. So what changed him? Well, could it be, is it possible, that Jesus appeared to him? Absolutely, Jesus did appear to him. 1 Corinthians 15, 6 through 8. "After that, he was seen of 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." So he did indeed appear to James, and James was changed because of that meeting. How do we know this? Well, James wrote the book of James, James 2:1. "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons." So this is very good evidence, right from Scripture, that he didn't believe. But then after Jesus appeared to him, he indeed did believe. That's right from Holy Scripture. Now, we don't need any more, but here's a little bit more. Ready? We'll move on to history. Now, I get it. This is history. It's not scripture. We can't be dogmatic. We don't know if it's exactly true. But I just wanted to add this in there. History says James was martyred in Jerusalem. He was a leader in Jerusalem. They claim he never left Jerusalem. They say he was martyred. Now, there is some debate. Some say he was beheaded. Some say he was thrown off of a high place and landed on the ground and then was beat to death. Nobody knows for sure. Here's the point. The Bible says he was a leader in the body in Jerusalem. History says he was martyred as a leader in Jerusalem. I guess my whole point here is ask yourself, what changed James from an unbeliever in Christ to a believer to a leader in the body in Jerusalem to perhaps, history says, he died for the cause of Christ? Could it be that he met and placed his faith in the risen Savior? The very thing that has changed all of us saints listening, the risen Savior via the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, him defeating death for us, shedding his blood for the forgiveness of sin. Through repentance, we come to him. We're born again by the Spirit of God, and we get to endure in holiness and righteousness. Could that very thing have changed James? Last point, even secular historians say, yeah, okay, it's good evidence something happened with James and changed him, because he believed in Christ unto his death, according to both the Bible and then history says that he died. So I want you to ponder that evidence of the resurrection of Christ from James, who went from an unbeliever to a believer, to a leader, possibly to a martyr's death for the cause of Christ. Hey, I hope that blessed you. That was interesting to me when I studied that out. Love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Go to the Ecclesia Gathering page, adding tons of stuff there all the time. Check out the gospel. Check out the street preaching. Check out the sisters page. Lifting up the glorious truth of our Savior as we travel and preach him all over this land. Love y'all. Till next time, may God be praised.